Nearly a dozen dead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. From storms Friday that brought hurricane-force winds to several states.
There's been a lot of wind both across the southern plains, extending from Texas and Oklahoma, across Arkansas and parts of Louisiana, and then into the southeast and Ohio Valley. Hundreds of wind damage reports, including several significant gusts over 75 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Aaron Gleason at the National Weather Service. At least four people have been killed in Kentucky. Three more died in Alabama. Struck by fallen trees. Southeastern Michigan has been walloped with another winter storm. Only days after some people got their power restored from the last storm, 348,000 homes and businesses in the state are in the dark this morning. Some communities in the mountains of San Bernardino County in Southern California are buried under as much as 9 feet of snow. Many residents have been stranded for days. Michelle Calkin lives in Lake Arrowhead, California.
Panic is setting in. People are panicking left and right. We've had roofs starting to cave in. Houses are blowing up because of gas leaks and catching on fire. And these are real things that are happening here.
The sheriff warns they might not be able to get to all of the residents for another week. Three children have been found dead in a home in Itley, Texas, a small town about 45 miles outside of Dallas. Two other children airlifted to local hospitals with wounds. Shamila Anderson lives nearby and sometimes babysat for the children.
I just want everybody to know them are some beautiful angels. And I love them, and I know God will never make no mistake. And I just want to say, they gang their wings.
Police not yet sharing the children's name or ages, but say there is a suspect in custody. A strong earthquake has rattled the Kermadec Islands of New Zealand. The U.S. Geological Survey pegging the magnitude at 6.9. No reports on damage or injuries yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Conservative Political Action Conference concludes outside Washington today with a speech by the former president.
Former President Trump will speak at CPAC this afternoon in Maryland. Conversations at CPAC have been focused on criticizing Democrats, but also education and school choice, fentanyl and the border. One conversation between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and freshman Ohio Senator J.D. Vance focused on the future of the Republican Party.
This is no longer the party of the country clubs.
We're the party of soldiers and sailors, of nurses, of construction workers, of people who go to work, pay their taxes, raise their children, and just want to live in safe communities.
Some Republicans skipped CPAC, though, like former Vice President Mike Pence and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis spoke at a competing Club for Growth private donor event in Palm Beach. Trump was not invited. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now, convicted killer Alex Murdaugh has begun serving two life prison sentences for the murders of his wife and son. The judge in his murder case suggesting he would have imposed the death penalty had the state asked for it. But defense attorney Dick Harpootlian says the jury should not have been told about Murdaugh's financial crimes.
They had cast Alec as a despicable human being, and that was the reason they offered it in the first place. And we think the appellate courts will take a strong look at that.
He says they will file an appeal of Murdaugh's conviction within days. Arizona's Governor Katie Hobbs says she will not allow an execution to be carried out in her state, even though the Arizona Supreme Court has scheduled one over the objections of the state's new attorney general. Aaron Gunches is set to be executed April 6th for a 2002 murder conviction. The state Supreme Court says it must grant an execution warrant because the appellate proceedings have concluded. Governor Hobbs has ordered a review of the state's execution protocol, including the way it procures lethal injection drugs. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.